Now, I'm a lemon person. I got several lemon trees. We've not had any success with lemon trees. They are supposed to produce lemons. One of them was covered with blossoms a couple years ago, and the blossoms all fell off, no lemons. We as a Christian are supposed to bear fruit. The fruit I bear may be different than the fruit you bear, but we're all supposed to be very fruity. In our place, and we'll not be in our place unless we meditate, unless we stare at what God wants us to stare, because that enlivens our heart. The Word of God is quick, which means live, powerful. The translations say active, energetic, efficient, full of life, the Word. So when I'm reading God's book, something is happening. I may not know that. I know that because God said so. He said, my word is alive. So if I'm staring at it, if I'm reading it, and then I come to a passage that really God focuses me on, that is bringing life. Everything you read, everything your heart touches. Listen, everything your heart touches, not your head, your heart. Everything your heart touches is going to bring life. And it's working mightily in you. His delight, he shall be like a tree, verse 3, planted by the rivers of water. Now, what does Ephesians call the Word of God? You know Ephesians? It says, we are washed by the water, or the Word. The Word of God is referred to as water. Now, if this tree withers, it didn't have enough water. And that's usually the case with us when we wither. Or we had water, we weren't using it. Now, we had our house replumbed last year of necessity. Whew. Cost just over $1.98. And what happens now, the water comes from quite some distance, so when you turn the faucet on in the bathroom, the water's cold. It's always cold. So you turn the water on, you go, leave the water running. Wayne, who doesn't understand the procedure, comes along, turns the water off. We've done this several times. And I said, I left that water on. I'm warming that up. I'm going to wash my hair. Well, we have to wait till it gets hot. You know what makes the word hot in your belly? Meditation. Staring. Looking at it over and over again. And it gets hot as fire in there because it has life. Now it says, tree's going to wither without water. But it said, you want to prosper. Goes all the way back to meditation, to prosper. So many people trying to be healed that don't meditate. So many people trying to be healed that don't read. So many people trying to be healed. And God does miraculous things because He's a merciful Father. But the best way is to walk with God, walk in His Word, meditate in the healing message, see it over and over again in your heart, and block out the other messages. You know the messages that come. See, the devil's going to present a message that he wants you to think about. You're going to die. That's right. Or you're going to live in misery for the next 20 years and then die. I think that'd be worse, don't you? Take me now. Or the surgery is going to take it. You're going to be slow, slow, slow to recover. See, the devil has a message. He doesn't, we're said, the scripture, verse 1 said, don't walk in that. Don't sit with that. Don't stand there with the devil's message. Because it'll bring you under. It says, no matter what you do, you'll prosper. That's to the meditator. That's to the one staring. That's the one reading. That's to the one following God's unction and anointing. It's a wonderful thing. Meditate. That's how we're going to prosper. Well, you know, you'd like to buy prosperity in a can. Can of prosperity, $5 a can, but it doesn't come that way. It comes by labor. It comes by effort. Now, here's what happens. My daddy was diabetic. He was an award-winning diabetic. Award-winning. And every time I'd take him to the doctor, he lived with us for a while before he went to be with the Lord, they'd say, they'd look at his record before they looked at him, and they'd say, how many limbs has he had amputated? I said, none. And more than one doctor said, no, how many? I said, none. It was a miracle that he walked in that kind of health, as sick as he was. See, God has a plan for your healing. But now when we went to the mountains, we bought him sugar-free applesauce. I don't know if you've tasted that. You don't have to. And every time we went, we'd buy a couple jars of sugar-free applesauce. And we cleaned out Mama's house and cleaned out the pantry. Guess what we found? Every one of those jars of sugar-free applesauce. He never ate them. And one time we were at a restaurant, he had 2 pieces of cake with ice cream. And I said, I tell you what, Daddy, when you faint and fall over, I'm not praying for you. I said, I will not pray for you because you know better. And my mama said, oh, we'll just give him a second shot of insulin. I went, you have a responsibility to your body, and your first responsibility is to meditate day and night. That's your first thing before you take your pill, before you take your insulin, before you have your surgery, is to make sure that you and God are on the same page.